Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Here we go. It's hour number two of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. What Jerry Jones had to say about the future of this Cowboy and other stuff this morning with Sean and RJ. We'll talk about that right here. Hope you're having a great Tuesday. Looks like many people are already getting their holiday week started, as traffic's been quite light on my way in. Got here today in 26 minutes, Brian, and it was depressing to find out that's all it should take.
Yeah.
26 minutes to Sunnyvale. You know, a lot of these drives, it's been 45 or an hour, so I appreciate everybody staying home, getting that holiday time in with their family. How about Jerry Jones on George Pickens today with Sean and RJ? Said we have two number one receivers. There's nothing we can gain from speculating about his contract. The bottom line is we're in good shape. He's playing better than we ever could have anticipated. He is an outstanding teammate. Do you guys take that to the bank that, you know, we did just have the Micah thing. They said they would, you know, never let play somewhere else, and that changed. Do you think when he says, I can't imagine him playing anywhere else in 2026, that's rock solid right now? Or well, just Jerry being Jerry.
Nothing is rock solid.
Yeah, unless he makes Jerry mad, you know, or something. I thought it's interesting. Joel Corey had an interesting tweet about this, about the whole Pickens thing.
Yeah.
He says, George, I'm just reading this tweet. George Pickens is going to get a franchise tag whether he likes it or not. The wide receiver number projects to about 9% of the 2026 salary cap. It's 8.5 in 2025. At this percentage, the 2026 salary cap will be close to a $31 million tag for him. So that's what they're going to do. I mean, he's right. I mean, Joel, what you have to do. You have to, you know, tag him the number, put it on the books, and if you can negotiate something different, great. If you're not, he'd be foolish to walk away from $31 million for 1 year, being he's making what, $3.8 million $4 million. Be foolish to walk away from that. That's $31 million in his pocket right there, just signing the tag.
It's going to be like quadruple of his total career earnings.
Yeah,
and it's hard to say, but yeah. I don't imagine as a player you would hire Mulligetta unless you wanted that shark. You know, yeah, that's going to negotiate things as strong as possible. And I would ask the Cowboys if we're heading down that direction and Mulligetta's like, no, it's going to be $40 million or we're going to walk and we're not playing for the tag, just pay him. We've done plenty of contracts with players that aren't nearly as good, but what we can't do is go through that crap again in the offseason and be talking about it every day at training camp. That would be miserable. I hope Jerry doesn't think that there's value in that again, because I think it's run its course. We need a break from this.
Well, the thing is, you know, you tag him, then there's a possibility of you holding the rights for a trade.
And if you want to do that,
I mean, do it
in March.
Yeah, I don't particularly. Yeah. I'm not interested in trading the player myself, but you got to protect yourself. I mean, you made the trade. You're the one that took the player on when, and then the player delivered. Give him credit.
Yeah, it's one of the great trades in sports history.
Yeah.
Like what they've pulled off so far.
Third-round pick to get that guy, that kind of player?
He's amazing. Yeah. He's amazing, and it just sucks that they lost to Carolina and Arizona, because if you hadn't lost those games, you'd be headed towards the playoffs, and you would be that team at this point that nobody wants to see in that wild card round. You know, maybe top five offense, top 10 defense is what you're looking at.
You're going to fall probably a game short. Don't you think there's that?
It feels like that's likely. I mean, especially now, like the 49ers at 8-4, you're going to need some help. You're going to need these teams to start dropping some games. I think the Cowboys are very capable of doing their part and going on a run here with the way they're playing. I said it yesterday at the line of scrimmage. But gosh, you're absolutely right. It's the Cardinals game number one.
Yeah.
You should never have lost that game. But the Carolina game too. And if CD plays in that game, I think you win. I mean, that's how close it was. I mean, you were able to move the football. It's just unfortunate right at the end of the game there when you needed a drive, you weren't able to get one.
And they could have beaten Chicago too. They were only down 10 when George Pickens gave the ball to the opposition. Yeah. And the Bears going like a 9-minute drive. You get the ball back, you're down 17. Like, you were about to make it a one-score game, and maybe that one would have gotten close. So there's three really regrettable defeats on there. I don't know about the wild card picture, but I think if you win five more games, you're in. At 10-6-1, you're in. And shoot, I mean, how many games out there are, so you got to win two out of the three against the Chargers, the Chiefs, and the Lions. That's not out of the realm of possibility. Chargers are at home, Chiefs are at home. Go lose to Detroit. And then take care of business against Minnesota, Washington, or New York. That's happening. You're winning those three games. You're at 8 already. You know, you gotta win two out of those other three, and maybe the Cowboys are gonna, you know, figure out a way to be healthy enough and have the momentum to go do that. So I can't rule it out, but it's looking less and less likely that 9-7-1 could get you in. But if I was in the building, I would say, guys, we've never paid two wide receiver ones at the same time. This is the time to do it. We haven't won anything in three decades. And let's see what 2026 would look like. If we absolutely hate it, then we can trade one of them and get a ton of draft capital back. But we're not marrying ourselves to the idea of having two number one wide receivers for the rest of their careers. We're taking an opportunity here in 2026 with Dak approaching his mid-30s to see if this could be a difference maker. In an offseason to address the weaknesses that are still on this team, taking advantage of Quinnen Williams, we're going to keep Kenny Clark. You know, we're going to address our needs conservatively in free agency once again, hope to nail those two first-round picks, and, you know, hope that Revel and Carson as corners are there, and Logan Wilson and Overshown are a good linebacker upgrade. I think we're within striking distance. This is a rare opportunity with two guys in their absolute prime at wide receiver to try to make a push for the Super Bowl. Once we get our next Super Bowl, you know, I think it's been proven out. You can go multiple decades, but that, to me, that's about to expire. That would be my concern, is we have now an entire generation that is having kids. This generation is 30 years old, and now we're about to have their kids grow up in this. With the cynicism their parents have towards the Cowboys, don't be surprised if more and more of them are fans of whatever the hot team is out there. So you need to reinvest again in the future, and I don't know how you're going to have a better opportunity than with this nasty group of defensive tackles, these wide receivers, and Dak still getting the job done. Now's the time to go for it.
Yeah, this is the window. It's inexcusable not to.
Yeah, absolutely. So hopefully, you know, people are having that conversation up there. But you know, the Joneses are going to argue back, guys. We don't pay two wide receiver ones because that's a misallocation of assets. It only works if you have one of them on their rookie contract, which still applies to George Pickens. Like, they had Gallup and Cooper. They were paying one as a wide receiver one and the other one as a wide receiver two. And then you traded CeeDee Lamb on top of that. But as Lamb approached time to get paid, you know, you had to move on from Amari Cooper. Okay, what else is cooking here? Congrats to George Pickens, though. I don't know if we're talking enough about how amazing he is and how awesome that trade was. And congrats to the Cowboys for getting that job done as well. I did see a Steelers side, and they're getting madder and madder thing is playing out. Filippone, the guy who got his nipples pierced when they lost to the Bengals, he posted total EPA. And by the way, he dodged a tiger on his ass tattoo when they beat Cincinnati a couple of weeks ago. Right. I was kind of hoping Cincinnati would win that game. But Pickens' total EPA for the season is at 71, above expectation. Second best is Puka Nacua at 59. Smith and Jigba's at 58. McBride, actually a tight end, is fourth at 47. He's amazing. He's like a running back that's built like a tight end once he gets the ball in his hands. And then Stephon Diggs, 44. Jalen Waddle, 42. That's like your top six. And then through 15, it's in the 30s. So outside of the top six, George Pickens has twice as many expected points added than every other wide receiver in the NFL, and it's not too far before it's 3 and 4 times. Like, what we're seeing here is not just amazing, but it's historic in what he's doing and how much better he is compared to the competition.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that we talked about when we got him was like he's not much of a separator, but right now he's fourth in the league in separation win rate. CeeDee Lamb is actually slightly ahead of him in that, but Pickens is creating separation. He's second in the league in yards after contact per reception. His missed tackles forced at the wide receiver position is top five. And he's been as dominant a receiver as you could imagine.
What would Tennessee have to offer you? They're going to have the number one pick probably. They're going to trade down because they have their quarterback, and they're going to have what, picks 4 and maybe a 1 next year, and maybe what's it going to take from Tennessee for you to go, okay, we'll tag and trade George to you, because they want him.
Oh,
Titans are like, we need a player for our guy.
Oh, well,
if you're not two number one team, what is the number? There's a price for everything. Is it 2 1s? You could flip a 3 into 2 1s for George Pickens?
I would say yes.
And one of them's a top five pick?
In a second.
Yeah, because if you franchise tag him, right, and then he goes to another team, don't you get two first round picks?
Yeah.
2 1s?
Unless you just.
Well, it depends on. And man, I mess up the rules all the time.
It's like the exclusive franchise tag.
Yeah, it's a certain tender you have to make. It's the exclusive rights and stuff like that. So. There's a certain way that you set it up to make sure you
get. Because you get time to match the offer, or you get two first-round picks.
Sure.
Yeah, two first-round picks would get it done, especially if one's Tennessee's in the top five. Kidding me?
Yeah. I mean, if Mike is worth 2 1s and a Kenny Clark, if Quinnen Williams is worth a 1 and a 2, I wouldn't be surprised if the value could get that high for old GP there. On Hall of Fame semifinalists Darren Woodson and Jason Witten, Jerry said Woody should have already been in the Hall of Fame years ago, and Jason Witten is a first ballot selection. I don't think either going to get in. You know, I don't bet against streaks. That's the way this thing's heading with Woody, even though I agree with Brian and Jerry belongs in there a long time. But I just don't know if Witten's going to be a first ballot. That'd be really exciting, but that'd be a surprise for me.
I don't think that he is going to be. I mean, if you just look at the other people in this class, like Breeze and I think Larry Fitzgerald, like those guys to me are surefire, and they usually don't put more than 2 or 3 first ballot guys in. I just think it's going to be tough for him to get in first ballot this year. But in Witten's prime, you talk about all-around tight end, blocking and receiving. Yes. I mean, I thought he was somewhat underrated because you had the era of like the Antonio Gateses and others that might have put up more flashy numbers than Witten did sometimes. But he definitely deserves to be a Hall of Famer. I'd be shocked if he's a first ballot guy.
Yeah, he'll get in there in the next couple years, bare minimum. And I was trying to think of, out of all these great tight ends, a lot. I mean, I guess Gronk. But then you got to take the injuries. Like, how, if you were going to start a team and you're like, you could have Gronk with all of his injuries, he's better than Witten when healthy, but Witten's going to be healthier. I don't know the right answer to that. You know, I know with Witten, like, even a lacerated spleen that's threatening his life isn't going to keep him out of the game. Popping his helmet off isn't going to stop him.
Breaking his jaw comes back the next week.
I mean, Tony Gonzalez might be the GOAT. You mentioned Gates. There's a lot of other players in there, but I think Kelsey, and you know, he's probably one of the very few that would be maybe a consensus pick over Witten. But not many of those guys, the greats, stayed healthy. Like, maybe George Kittle should be in that conversation now. But same thing with Gronk. There's just too many injuries, and that availability is huge in here. Okay, while talking about the importance of the Thanksgiving Day game, Jerry said, I spent a lot of time getting these Cowboys out. I'll put the Cowboys in a poodle magazine. I'll put them in any house organ that's moving out there. Don't know what he meant by that, but he said, maybe you don't have that many fans over in that area, but when they do catch a look, then they're positive about the Cowboys because they saw it in their point of interest. That's the way you do it. So on Thanksgiving, you get a huge amount of that audience that doesn't watch games most of the time. So a lot of them will be Cowboys fans, and I like that, just continuing to invest in trying to find audiences where you don't have one already.
Yeah, but you're getting killed by the Swift fans, right, in this one? Aren't you with Kansas City? Like, people that don't often watch the games, they're gonna, the Swifties are the ones that get you in these games, right?
Yeah,
they're going to be Kansas City's going to be the television darling, aren't they? In this one,
this is it's going to be without question. I think the most watched regular season game in the history of the game in the sport. Yeah.
You got a lot of Swifty haters though, you know, and maybe if you win the game, a non pop music fan, you know, there's big opportunity to harvest here. Yeah. Maybe some of them are. There's a lot of people annoyed by the Swifties, right?
I kind of feel like that they generate a lot of eyes for Kansas City, right?
Yeah. I mean, they're all trying to get a glimpse of, are they going to show Taylor in the suite? You know, and maybe that's worn off a little bit, but yes, you'll get people that did not ever watch football that will watch just to try and see Taylor.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
It is weird, but hey, they love her.
But these people are tuning in, and I think as kids, you know, if you're not in a market with a football team, the first game you tune into, that team wins and you've been pulling them for 3 hours, that could lock you in for life.
Good.
And then you start following football. You see the Cowboys are everywhere. It's easy.
And then you do a Google search and realize what the last 30 years has looked like.
Yeah.
And then you realize you don't want to be 43 years old.
Most wins in all of the National Football League over the last decade or whatever it is.
Oh, no, there was a time. There was a time. I mean, seriously, trust me, I for 20 years, season tickets, never saw a losing season. Never, you know, always was in the playoffs, always in the Super Bowl. Yeah, I don't know what's happened, man.
Dad's saying you might want to rethink that, son.
Yeah.
And son's like, it's our year.
Yeah.
So you're about what? What age do you think it is where it hits Cowboys fans like, oh, crap? How old are you, old Chuck?
Mid-20s. I don't know, 20, 22. I mean, it's just you still have the hope, but you know, like, the reality of it is the way this thing's run and up. Like, even this year, even now. They were too late to the damn party, as always. They finally traded for Quinnen Williams and did something. We knew they had issues well before this. Like, you knew in training camp.
Jerry told you he tried to trade for Quinnen Williams.
And you know what? Credit there. They tried the Micah, Micah deal.
If they knew Micah was going to be such a problem, he probably could have done this in the draft.
Again, yeah. I mean, maybe if the emotions, you know, it took that. It took the emotional, flip to switch here. Okay, now we've got an issue here with the contract stuff. Now I'm open to trading Micah. When other people in the building were like, you should probably be open to trading Micah. But it took him to realize after you had the issue with the contract to say, okay, let's do that. You know, it's just it's the way the operations run. I mean, that's how it is. Now, credit them for finally doing it. Now they're in a position where, a big weakness is a strength for them, and they're good at the line of scrimmage, and that's great for the future. But it is. It's a tough team. It's been a challenging team to consistently root for.
Well, we're going to talk more about them coming up next. We got the C-Note. Krusty's Corner is coming up right around the corner as well there at about 3:40. So at least back-to-back Cowboys segments as we continue to evaluate the Chiefs. Is the dynasty dead for now? Okay, are you ready to bury him here for 2025? That's coming up next, The Nation.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everything. everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Time here for the C-Note. Brandon Cooks just signed with the Bills, released by the Saints earlier this week, maybe over the weekend. Yeah. So congrats and best of luck to him there. Exciting times for him. Back in the playoffs, number one running team in football there, the Buffalo Bills, adding Brandon Cooks. We got the Cowboys news right here for you, and including Tyler Guyton did not practice. So I'm excited to see what Thomas can do out there at left tackle. You know, it's definitely a loss, but Thomas hasn't been horrible out there. So maybe he'll hold it down and give you the thought that when you move on from Steele in the offseason, maybe you have two starting caliber tackles in the house still.
Yeah, George Karloftis, though, is a tough handle as well. I mean, he's a high-effort, high-motor player.
I'm Karloftis.
It's going to be a real battle for him. He's the guy that really kind of gets the pressure for them, you know, off the edge. So it's going to be a matter of being able to finish some blocks. When you're set, be confident and get your hands on that guy as quickly as you can, because he's going to try and outwork you to get to the ball. That guy's got some power. He's got some bend. It's going to be a really key matchup for them.
Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. CeeDee Lamb has spoken. Okay. Says on conversations he's had with Dak when he's going through a tough stretch, says just find ways to get better. You want to be solution-oriented. You're not really dwelling much on the problem. Granted, we know the problem. I need to catch the bleeping ball. So I like how he owned it. I think this is a good time to reset, leadership principles. I don't think CeeDee Lamb is a great natural leader. I think he can get taken off track by the frustrations of losing. Can't we all? But it sounds like a guy who's been talking with the good leaders on the team, maybe the coach, the quarterback, when you're talking about wanting to be solution-oriented. I think that might be right out of the words of Dak into CeeDee's ear and now to ours. So just a good time to reset on what a leader looks like if you want to evolve to that in your career.
Yeah, and credit to him, because you see a lot of the big plays that the Cowboys had during that Eagles game. Like he was cheering in excitement for his teammates. So he wasn't allowing that to just like affect his body language in a way that we've seen in years past. And we saw it after the Eagles game when he dropped a bunch of balls earlier in the year, and he got right back to work and he was locked in and he went getting on a nice little machine. Run there. Yeah, he was living on the jugs machine.
Yeah, you know, Williams had a couple of really good runs in the game, and one of the runs that they were able was BB and Booker, and those guys did a really good job of the point of attack, but then you got Lamb jumping in and getting a block, like a really nice seal block to give even more yards. So, you know, if a guy's not locked in, he was having a rough game, but he went out there and, you know, threw his body around and got a really nice block. I'd have given him a helmet sticker for the one he got, because it got Williams behind him and probably another 7 or 8 yards because of it. So if you're not locked in, you're not doing those things. You know, he'll figure out a way with the couple of drops he had.
Yeah, it might be perfectly timed, you know, as far as how it can reset your focus going into the final 6 games. Coach Shoddy on Lamb coming off the drop game, he said he's got that look in his eye. It's the same look he had after that first game in Philadelphia. Expect a lot of balls to go 88's way on Thursday. But there's nothing better for motivation than failure. And you don't want to let it get the best of you or take your confidence away. But coming off of a game that you had to win, you figure out a way to win it, to have some of your key players, or at least one of your main key players, feeling like it was kind of an L, and he's got something to prove going into this Kansas City game, that might be what pushes you over the top in another must-win game if you want to keep hope alive for the playoffs. Next-gen stats targeted the Cowboys' playoff odds yesterday at 9%. What do you guys think of Kalshi? There, you see that on the ads? It's a Twitter ad.
Yeah, I've been seeing quite a bit of it.
It's like a new international sports book type of odds maker place, kind of like that other one. Was it Polymarket? I guess this is a Polymarket competitor coming through. Now, I think the sports book might be the place to get the most reliable, predictable information. You know, the coaches are going to spin things. The players are always optimistic. The fans are either homers or toxically negative. And the computer simulations, I think, are flawed by the fact that they don't acknowledge always how teams reinvent themselves almost every month. Like, you look at a season in four-game chunks, and if you looked at the Cowboys' first eight games and tried to apply it to what happens next, it's a totally different team post-bye. Kalshi's got it at 17%. That, I think, is much more realistic. What do you think?
You said it was 20, right? You thought it was
I thought it was around 20. I'd eyeball it at 20. Yeah. I'll accept 17.
To make the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, like, you're trying to get to 10, right? And the team in the 7 seed right here, San Francisco, is 8-4. The rest of the schedule, they got the Browns, then they got the Titans. They could be 10 wins right there for them. They finished with the Colts, Bears, and Seahawks. So the final three is a little bit tough. But Browns and Titans, that's a pretty good schedule there for the 49ers. The
team, you just got to win 5 or 6, maybe, you know?
For the Cowboys? I mean, do they still pass the 49, like, that's the thing. Like, you can do your part, but the teams ahead of you are going to have to lose.
So,
like,
you're telling me there's a way they go 10-6-1 and they're really out?
There is a way.
Yeah.
It sucks. The Packers are the team that I think, and this would be great, because not only does that help you get into the playoffs, it also helps the Packers pick be a better pick. The Packers have the schedule that I think this could maybe happen for you. Lions, Bears, Broncos, Bears, Ravens, Vikings. The Packers.
There you go.
Those are all tough. Maybe the Vikings, one you're looking at and saying, eh, they don't look very good right now. Every other team right there is a playoff team right now that the Packers are going to play. So I think the team that we're looking at that we need to chase down and surpass is Green Bay.
Yeah.
And the team you tied. Yeah.
Wow, 10-6-1 missing the playoffs, that would hurt, but that would be really exciting, you know, to win, what would that be, 7 of your last 8. It would bode incredibly well for next year.
Well, Chuck, pull up that Bears schedule, too, because I know the Bears right now are leading the NFC North in their division.
They do feel like fool's gold.
Their playoff probability is lower than the Packers,
right?
Even though they're winning the division right now. I think their schedule gets cranked up in a very, very difficult way here at the remainder of the season. So even if the Packers maybe climb up and win the NFC North, could the Bears fall far enough?
Yeah.
They're sitting with 8 wins right now. Could they finish the season with only 1 or 2 more wins?
It's possible. The only game that you look at and say they should win is the Browns at home. They got at Green Bay after the Eagles. They play the Eagles on Black Friday. That's the prime game. Then they're at Green Bay, home against the Browns. They play the Packers at home, at San Fran, at home against the Lions.
You know what's crazy about the Bears is that damn Nashawn Wright has 5 interceptions.
I know. Yeah. That's the
power of Al Harris, man.
They have the top turnover differential in the league somehow with Chicago. Still, defense isn't that impressive other than the takeaway component, and their point differential is still negative. So I think that's a good point. Maybe the Bears are the most vulnerable. Can we bury the Chiefs? Nate Davis wrote about this on USA Today, said, don't rule them out yet. They might yet overcome the 6 factors that have slowed them down. Rashee Rice's disruption is what they call it. He has produced, but the offense hasn't become better as a result, even though he already has 394 yards. I mean, that's quite a return he's had, but their offensive efficiency has not broken out as a result of his return to form. Lady Luck's wrath, last year's team, including the postseason, charmed by Luck, maybe some help by the refs, which could have returned against the Colts. But 1-5 in 1-score games, the argument here is that that when Lady Luck is on their side, everything goes for them, but when she's not, everything is going against them. I don't know. Maybe the Colts was a pivot in that. The division could drop off. The Chargers and Broncos, neither one of them are awesome. Why couldn't they stumble down the stretch? If you're looking for hope from a Kansas City Chiefs perspective, that might be the best thing you got going for you right now. I have been annoyed all year long that as soon as the Chiefs win a game, there's like 100 national stories that they're back. I don't think they're back at all. They if they get into the playoffs, maybe they're dangerous because of their history, but it seems like a highly flawed football team, and On that note, you get to the stats. Travis Kelce and Chris Jones, 36 and 31 respectively. Jones ranks 59th league-wide in pressures. Pro Football Focus has him 111th out of 124 defensive linemen in run defense. Lack of gap discipline has cost him big time in moments. He had just one tackle against the Colts, even though he had some big pressures. And you know, Kelce's good game so far, you could count with just a couple of fingers on one hand. So that would be the reason for and against the Chiefs dynasty being over. I'm of the belief they got to stack back to back a couple of drafts now to put them back in the conversation. Like, they need the next generation. Like when Brady and the Patriots took a break about halfway through his career, they didn't win a Super Bowl for about a half decade.
Yeah, I mean, if they did bottom out this season and miss the playoffs, get a much better draft pick and really reassess things on the way that they are approaching stuff, especially on the offensive side of the ball, and getting some younger talent in there would go a long way for them in a big picture way. Of course, they're not thinking about that right now. They're trying to get in. And when you just look at the AFC, like, one, the Chiefs schedule for the rest of the way, I know we keep looking at the team schedules, but the Chiefs schedule the rest of the way is pretty easy. And it's like, who in the AFC do you really trust right now? Like, who do you really trust? Because the Patriots and the Broncos right now are your top two teams in the conference.
I know
the NFL though too right now, right? Like outside of the Rams,
I know you don't open.
The Rams and the NFC feel like real tried and true championship kind of team.
I think to me, the team that you trust in the AFC is Denver. I mean, their quarterback, I know it is what it is. That defense is legit, though.
Yeah.
That is a legit defense. And Sean will navigate that. Sean will call a game and around that guy if he can, because Sean knows he's got guys that can make plays. They got guys that will turn you over and stuff. So I think Denver's a legitimate team in the AFC.
I think it'll end up being Baltimore. I think the Ravens are going to go on a run here. They're the team that's been there.
Straight.
They've been on the cusp. That defense is going to get better, and Lamar Jackson, I feel like it's going to lay out for him to where he finally is able to make the Super Bowl.
It might take too much for him to get in, don't you think? I mean, that they've had.
I mean,
the,
now they're winning the division.
Yeah, they're at the top five.
Luckily, I mean, the division sucks because the Steelers have gone back to being bad.
Right.
You know, I would say Buffalo if I had to pick one, but it's not like other years. I just believe in the intangibles of Josh Allen. Their run game is incredible.
I did until last week.
Yeah.
You know, I was thinking we were playing the true or fart game. And
yeah, they've stumbled.
Is Buffalo a team? And I'm like, yeah, it's Josh Allen. It's, you know, yeah, you can't go out and lose games like
they had a couple big injuries in that game, too. But, yeah, it is a couple of texts coming in. I mean, this has been a pretty depressing segment, just watching what's happening in social media.
What happened?
Yeah, and our North Texas Mean Green, Eric Morris.
Is he leaving?
He's going to take the head coaching job at Oklahoma State.
Why would you do that? Must be
money,
a big old bag of cash.
A lot of money. I'm sure Drew Mestemaker, our quarterback, is going to go over there with him.
Yeah.
He is going to remain with the Mean Green for the rest of the regular season, as well as the American Conference title game and possibly the college football playoff. But that sucks. Like, he kind of knew it was going to happen, and the Power Four teams were circling. But I know North Texas was trying to get more funding, more of an NIL commitment from alumni. I mean, it's nice to finally see them having this type of season, and I think it really got everybody excited. But Oklahoma State must be sending the bag to Eric Morris. So I mean, it's a great hire. I believe a lot in Coach Morris. I think he's the man. But it's, man, that stinks to see him go.
Condolences to you and the UNT Mean Green family.
It was a good run.
All righty, coming back with Krusty's Corner, buddy. Where are you taking us today?
Yeah, let's talk about this Kansas City Chiefs offense and defense in one day. We'll do that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season.
Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
That next. Thank you, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Time for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Greystone Roofing. Go to greystone-roofing.com. Here he is, Krusty.
Hey, hey, kids! Your old pal Krusty's gonna teach you 5 new words.
You're not wrong about that.
From Dallas, Texas, number 55, Brian Waters.
Thank you very much, Lucius. Appreciate you playing that. And thank you to Greystone for being a part of this one as well. I'm going to ask you guys a question. You know, as much, and this is something that I was just noticing about watching Kansas City's offense. And Dallas playing a little bit of that five-man line stuff, right? If you're playing a team that throws the ball or calls plays, say, 68% of the time, pass plays, you playing more five-man line or you playing your normal four-man line stuff and trying to play a little bit more in coverage?
I think versus the Chiefs, you want to play in coverage because their run game is just not explosive enough to really scare you. They got to put together 10, 12 play drives. And
Pacheco's back supposedly this week.
Yeah, it looks like he's going to be back.
He's going to play, yeah.
So that adds probably a tick more of explosiveness, but even he throughout his time there has not been Mr. Explosive by any stretch.
Sure. Downhill runner, physical.
Yeah, yeah, they'll grind out tough, 4 or 5 yards.
Yeah.
I think for me it's just get your best players on the field. And your three best defensive linemen are those three defensive tackles. So,
fair.
And then Ezeraku's your best rusher. I think everybody else, and Clowney's come on a little bit. I mean, maybe you want to go, you know, with the four line of Ezeraku and Clowney as your ends, and then you can just rotate, you know, Kenny Clark and Osa along with Quinnen Williams. But I think having those three defensive tackles on the field is that you're playing your best players. And to me, it's more – that's what it's more about than just necessarily the five-man line to try and stop the run. It's just how can we get these guys on the field and get them more snaps?
No, they played the five-man line's been good against the run.
Oh, it has been.
Yeah.
But I think now, like, Quinnen Williams is good against the run. Like, I don't think they'd take necessarily a hit if they wanted to play Quinnen with Kenny or Osa, and now with the way that Ezeraku and Clowney are playing against the run, I think they'd be okay. I just like the idea of trying to get more snaps with all three of those guys out there together.
I'd lean on the analytics, Brian, and that's a cop-out answer for me, you know, coming up a way to say, I'm just learning more about this five-man down line, the strengths and weaknesses, so I'm looking forward to learning.
Yeah, I went back and looked at the 11 games, they had 7 opponents where they did not face a five-man line.
Okay.
The teams that played five-man line against them were Detroit, Buffalo. That was only one play each, so it was probably a goal line situation. Vegas played 8 snaps, but last week Indy played 11 snaps with five-man line. And for a total of 47 yards, 4.2 a play, and 1 touchdown is what they did there. And Dallas has been getting into that, you know, of course, been getting into it quite a bit. Let me ask you this. Here's another thing, just looking at this football team. And you guys watch a lot of ball, so, and I was curious. I don't have a good answer for this. Why do you think teams play their defense this way against Kansas City? I was looking at the spacing, you know, because you're trying to kind of figure out how teams defend Kansas City. I didn't realize this. Like, only Atlanta faces a safety closer to the line of scrimmage than Kansas City. Hmm. The average safety is 10.7 yards away from the line of scrimmage when you play the Chiefs. And is that because of all the underneath stuff they throw that's the run after catch? Because, and then that, like I say, then you get their linebackers. Nobody plays their linebackers closer to the line of scrimmage against a team than Kansas City gets. Three yards, almost about 3.5 yards of depth. Why do you think teams crowd them like that?
Because I think so much of what they do well is in the short to intermediate, the screen game, all that kind of stuff. Like, they're not able to really push the ball down the field. Wolchuk mentioned Tyquan Thornton, who's not a household name by any stretch, but he's their deep ball guy.
He is. Like, he is one of the better ones. Like when they launch that thing, he's got a chance.
He's like the only one. Everything else is Rashee Rice at the line of scrimmage or a screen here or get the ball out quick. Here's Kelce for 5 yards. Like, everything is just within sort of a 10-yard box, and so I think that's where you're really trying to make your hay. And then, I don't know, does some of it have to do with the fear of Mahomes scrambling and just having enough bodies around from that standpoint? I just think that your defenses are not scared of them pushing the ball down the field, so they might as well crowd things in the middle and towards the line of scrimmage. That's just my
If you're Dallas Dawson, do you think about crowding these guys?
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, I think number one, you want to make sure you're stopping the run. Once you've made them one dimensional and the game gets longer on, they're gonna give up running just like the last two opponents have. But also, I want to disguise pressure. So I want to get as many guys up here as possible, give them a home stuff to think about, and then change at the snap.
Yeah, I'm all about play as tight as possible.
Sure.
I mentioned that earlier where I want to be physical. I want to get a jam with these receivers because they're undersized outside of Rice. And then even with Kelce. Right, like Kelce's not, the age is certainly a factor there. I mean, he doesn't move as well as he used to either. So, you know, try and throw off timing. And I know Mahomes is great when things break down and he's made a living off of the scrambles and I'm extending plays. But I think if you're able to kind of just muck things up in this game, kind of make it ugly and gross, I think the pressure up the middle is going to be an issue for Mahomes as well. Yeah. We've seen that in his two Super Bowl losses against Tampa Bay and Philly.
No, you're absolutely right, because if you just look at the metrics on that, and that was because I was thinking about with them being compromised at guard. You know, can you pressure? But Mahomes has just completed 37% of his passes. It's the third lowest, and he's averaged only 6.2 yards per attempt. That's the 18th fewest when he's faced interior pressure. He's faced interior pressure 14% of his dropbacks. So the pressure's been giving him problems. It's the third lowest mark in the NFL when he has to deal with pressure when you look at his completion percentage.
Yeah, I think that'll be probably the deciding factor in the game.
Yeah, I do too. I think absolutely. On the defensive side of the ball, you're gonna get a ton of press coverage, is what you're gonna get. What's happened to them a little bit though is they just haven't been as effective when it comes to getting pressure themselves. They're very much a man and very much blitz, but they haven't been generating the pressures that they've had in the past.
Yeah, Chris Jones is not the same player. George Karlaftis is really the only guy that they have.
Yeah. And Nick Bolton hasn't been as good this year.
Yeah, yeah. And in a perfect world, I think Karlaftis is probably your second pass rusher, and he's kind of having to do all the heavy lifting for them right now.
Yeah, and just to kind of circle back around, the Chiefs have blitzed opposing quarterbacks the ninth highest rate in the league, 32.2, and that marks on par with what their blitz tendencies of Spagnuolo has done in the season. But they have only generated pressures on 35% of their blitzes.
Wow.
So that's the lowest mark by Spagnuolo defense by 6 percentage points. Additionally, their quick pressure rate blitz is 21%, which is also the lowest mark with Spagnuolo as the defensive coordinator. So they've struggled to get pressure off their blitzes, and they play so much man coverage that that's kind of been a little bit of a problem for them. Trent McDuffie, I think, is their best corner by far.
Oh yeah,
yeah. And you watch the way that he plays, and just a ton of, like I say, the man coverage, the way he's able to get up on you. He has not allowed 40 yards in any game this year.
Yeah, I saw that, man. He's only allowed like 5 yards per target in coverage this season. That's like top five in the league.
Yeah. And another thing, though, too, is this is a good tackling defense. For all the things that they've dealt with, these guys do not miss tackles. So Dallas
third lowest in the NFL.
Dallas has kind of done some things where they've been some run after the catches and things like that. They will be challenged. Like, Kansas City's defense tackles very, very well.
They've never met George Pickens, though, have they?
They have not met George Pickens, but that will be the matchup. But I think there's some things absolutely that they could do to this. Like I say, the middle pressure, I think, on Mahomes. But him running the ball, man, you have got to be just on the screws when it comes to that, because that's the thing. When you're watching those plays, where the big plays, the chunk plays, a lot of it is him running the football when the pocket breaks down.
Well, thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
Krusty's Corner every afternoon, 3:40 here in the G-Bag Nation, brought to you by Greystone Roofing. And coming up next, it's a daily football fix with Wolchuk, buddy.
Nut shots, coaching rumors, and Turkey Day injury updates. That's next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help, you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.